Few wild animals surrender their freedom easily. Today, expert trainers don't believe in harsh treatment to tame animals. A horse's spirit can be fragile and easily damaged. Most trainers today find that horses respond to gentle coaxing and must be given enough time to be comfortable around people. But cowboys of the Old West didn't know what we know now. A cowboy had to break or tame a horse once he caught it. First, he tied up the bronc or bronco in the corral. He then saddled the horse and mounted it. This was an unfamiliar feeling for the horse. So once its ropes were untied, the horse bucked and kicked, trying to throw the cowboy off. The bronc buster hung on and tried to stay in the saddle. After many rough rides, most horses finally gave up and allowed themselves to be ridden. Caption: It wasn't enough just to be strong in order to stay in the saddle. A bronc buster also had to learn to follow the rhythm of the horse. Feature box: The rodeo. In the Old West, cowboys held contests to see who was the best roper or rider. Today, these contests are known as rodeos. Rodeos are a popular American sport. Many cowboys are members of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Rodeo events include bareback riding, calf roping, and bull riding. Caption: Event winners usually receive large cash prizes. The cowboy then had to teach the newly tamed horse different ways to walk and run on command. Each way is a gait. A slow gait is a trot. A moderate gait is a lope, and a fast gait is a gallop. Horses are very sensitive to touch and sound. A cowboy riding his horse only had to move his knees or feet to communicate what he wanted his horse to do. Being able to trust his horse was essential to a cowboy's survival. Out on the trail, a cowboy might need to escape quickly after being threatened by bandits looking for whatever they could steal, or by wild animals looking to attack. He was safest in the saddle of a well-trained horse.